Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive. Today, we are going to be talking about property management.
Sounds good.
We're going to be looking at some excerpts from a podcast called Property Management Strategies.
Okay.
Now, in their intro, they make a pretty bold claim. They say they're the ultimate resource for landlords who want to maximize their rental income and build like a super successful property portfolio.
Yeah, it's a tall order.
It is a tall order. So. We're going to see if they live up to the hype.
Right.
And hopefully along the way,
we'll
glean some actionable insights for ourselves.
Awesome.
Whether we're seasoned landlords or just starting out.
Definitely.
So right off the bat, in the intro, they kind of touch on a whole bunch of different topics.
Yeah. It seems like they're really trying to cover all the bases.
Yeah.
You know, tenant screening, lease negotiations, maintenance, even financial management. It's like they're saying, hey, property management isn't just one thing.
Right.
It's a whole ecosystem.
Yeah.
And you really need to understand all the different parts.
Absolutely. And and I think that's a really important point, especially for someone who's just starting out. You know,
for sure.
You might think, oh, I just need to find a tenant and collect rent.
Right.
But there's so much more to it.
Like, think about it.
Yeah.
The way you screen your tenants is going to affect how you negotiate the lease.
Mm.
And the lease terms you agree on are going to have a huge impact on tenant retention.
Yeah.
Which then, of course, affects your vacancy rates and ultimately your bottom line.
Yeah. So it's all connected.
Totally. It's a chain reaction.
And they actually go a step further. They even promise to teach listeners how to do things like attract high quality tenants and negotiate those rock solid leases we were just talking about.
Yeah. That's where the rubber meets the road, right?
Yeah.
Anyone can slack together a lease.
Yeah.
Crafting one that protects your interests while also attracting good tenants.
Yeah.
That's an art.
It's a skill.
It is. You need to understand local laws, market dynamics. You know, what clauses are standard? What's negotiable? What are the red flags to watch out for?
Speaking of red flags, they also mentioned something that I think is pretty important to most landlords.
Okay. What's that?
Optimizing rental income.
Ah, of course. I mean, who doesn't want to make more money, right?
Exactly.
But it's not just about setting the highest rent possible.
Right.
It's about understanding your expenses, minimizing vacancies,
even
strategically timing your rent increases to align with market fluctuations.
That's the financial management piece that they were talking about.
Exactly. And it's crucial if you want to be profitable in the long run.
And then they talk about something that I think is especially relevant in today's world, staying up to date on the latest industry trends.
Yeah, the property management landscape is constantly changing.
Mm-hmm.
New laws, new technologies, shifting renter demographics.
Right.
You got to stay ahead of the curve if you want to thrive.
Absolutely. Like, just think about the rise of remote work.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
That has huge implications for landlords.
Absolutely.
Everything from the type of amenities tenants are looking for to the design of rental spaces.
Totally. You got to be adaptable.
Yeah.
You got to be willing to evolve with the times.
And to help listeners do just that, they promise to provide real-world case studies and interviews with industry experts.
Oh, that's smart, because you can learn so much from hearing about other people's experiences.
Exactly.
Both the successes and the failures. I mean, textbooks and online courses are great.
Yeah.
But there's nothing like hearing from someone who's actually been in the trenches.
Right.
You know, who's made the mistakes and learned from them.
Absolutely. So you don't have to make those same mistakes yourself.
Exactly.
So we've talked about a lot today.
Yeah, we have.
The importance of a holistic approach, the need to master various skills, and the crucial role of staying ahead of industry trends.
It's a lot to take in.
It is. But if you could leave our listeners with just one key takeaway, what would it be?
I would say this successful property management is all about continuous learning and adaptation.
Hmm.
Yeah, so whether it's honing your negotiation skills or diving deeper into local housing laws or maybe exploring new property management software, there's always room for improvement.
Absolutely.
So this deep dive is just a starting point.
Right.
Now, I want you to ask yourself, what aspect of this resonated with you the most?
Good.
And what's one actionable step you can take today to level up your property management game?
That's a great question for our listeners to ponder.
Definitely.
And on that note,
that's
going to do it for this deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us.
It was fun.
And we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.